Hi, I'm Lucy Hackett, your hometown radio theater critic. My family and I enjoyed the opening night performance of Volcano Theater Company's first summer production, Drinking Habits, and I'm excited to share that the Volcano stage has some new, talented actors treading the boards. Drinking Habits is a classic farce, a comedy with highly unlikely coincidences, stereotyped characters, and extravagant exaggeration. The entire play takes place in the chapel of the Sisters of Perpetual Sewing, a tiny convent being kept afloat financially by two nuns who secretly make and sell wine behind the back of their mother superior. Add two ambitious reporters nosing around for a story about the wine, the convent's groundkeeper and a local priest, both with big secrets in their past, a possible spy from the Pope's office in Rome, and you have the recipe for a very funny, very lively, door-slamming performance. Now, to those new faces I mentioned earlier, Jenna Moscoso, not new to theater but new to Volcano, commands the stage with a spot-on performance as Mother Superior. Liliana Austin plays Sally, the reporter, with a maturity and confidence way beyond her actual 16 years. And Ivan Elizondo, as George the groundskeeper, is a natural comedian. Also on stage with solid performances were, for the first time, Kim Kohler as Sister Mary Catherine, and for their second seasons, Joseph Day as Paul, Sally's reporter partner, Alyssa Wilson as Sister Philomena, and Sean Mason as Father Chenille. Rounding out the cast was Volcano Company familiar face, Roxanne Fawcett, an absolute hoot as one of the convent's wine-making nuns. Costumer Allison Galloway did a great job with quick-change clerical costumes, and a whole team of designers, builders, and painters created the production's polished convent chapel setting. Bob Dozovich directed the show and did a stellar job choreographing the many, many entrances, exits, mistaken identities, and costume changes. Bob was recognized Friday night for his 45 years as a volunteer with Volcano Theater Company, acting, directing, designing lighting and special effects, serving on the board of directors, and much more over the decades. I recommend bringing older kids to see this show. It's not children's theater, but it's action-packed, funny, and a little bit slapstick. The casual amphitheater ambiance is a great venue for family groups of all ages. While Drinking Habits isn't great literature, Volcano Theater Company's production was very entertaining, with laughs flowing like the sisters' wine. So go! See Drinking Habits in Volcano. Doors open at 6:30 and curtain time is 8 p.m. Bring a picnic and lawn chairs or a blanket. High back chairs are allowed in the upper rows, low lawn chairs and blankets in front. And it gets cold after dark. We bring sweatshirts, blankets, and bug spray when we go to the outdoor shows. Drinking Habits plays in the Volcano Amphitheater Friday and Saturday nights through July 13th. Tickets are available online at volcanotheater.net. This is Lucy Hackett for Hometown Radio.